So by the, through the magic of government, we're going to save daylight. We're going to figure out what the bridge is going to, when is the bridge going to be repaired? And what's going on with the chairwoman, Miss Katie Gwynn? Liberty Report starts right now.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal, that if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. I'm your host, Jeff Maddox. Daylight savings time's here. How many of you guys were you born before daylight savings time? Do you remember a time when there wasn't daylight savings time? If we moved the clocks backwards and forwards 6 months a year, we can save gasoline. We can save children's lives because it's dark when the school buses come and they get run over all the time because nobody can see the flashing lights. And then if we do 55 miles an hour, you remember Sammy Hagar? Yeah, I can't drive 55 either. Now, the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, you see that all the time on your secondary roads, but they've allowed us to go a little bit more faster on the byways. So, on this week of daylight savings time, we ought to bow to the government and thank them for saving us from climate change, global warming, and lack of oil. So, what's going on with the Lugoff Bridge? The bridge going over the Watery River from Lugoff into Camden. Everybody knows it's one lane and great day. Have you been there when the line is all the way back to the Chevrolet dealership? Yeah. You know, old fishing on them. This is said 90 days. Remember, 90 days until they start repairs. Well, you know what we said? We said, that'll be a year and 90 days. Well, guess what? Now officially is saying it's going to be October 2024 before funds are available, and then repairs will start. So a year and 90 days was a little bit closer than 90 days. So Katie Gwynn, the chairwoman, the great chairwoman, the absentee chairwoman, has been busy. It sounds like she's been to Ohio a lot, and turns out our sources, multiple sources, are telling us she's starting to drill with a National Guard unit out in Ohio. Now, she's not flying any helicopters. Remember, she can't fly a helicopter anymore. She hadn't flown since 2017 because she was crying and whining and all that kind of stuff out there in Fort Rucker. Yeah, so now, she got to the Island of Misfits here in South Carolina. So what is she doing in Ohio? Now, for a lot of us, we'd say, well, that doesn't sound quite right. But the National Guard has this deal where you can serve your time in different units in different states. And what they've done that so that they can accommodate people that have jobs where they have to travel, and say they have a job where they have a shutdown or something and they're going to be out there 3 months or something like that. Well, you can serve your time, your weekends and all, out there during those 3 months, and then come back and you'll serve your time here. But generally it's for those kind of people, not for somebody that lives here. not just to go on vacation and, you know, it just happens to be that weekend and I'm just going to pop in there and say, hey, and I'm serving my time. What are you doing out there? I mean, what do you do here? So it appears that Miss Gwynn must be, I don't know, maybe thinking about moving. Would she skip out? Now, one thing I have received, I've received comments about, why are you attacking Katie? And what does her personal life have to do with her political life? And to that, I'd like to say, you know, if Katie Graham was not elected a politician, somebody that is making decisions on my behalf, on your behalf, on all these people's behalf, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't even be poking into who she is, what has happened, and the disaster that she is. I wouldn't care. But when you get enter into the political realm, it becomes my affair. We are supposed to hold them accountable. We're supposed to be vigilant. We're supposed to ask questions. We're supposed to know about them as if we were going to give them a power of attorney, because that is essentially what we're doing. She has the power to tax. She has the power to take. She has the power to spend our money. So yeah, it's my damn business. On that subject, Miss Katie Gwynn has decided that she would block a constituent on her Facebook page. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Maddox has been blocked from Katie Gwynn's official Facebook page. Now, here's my Facebook page. As you can see, that's my Facebook page right there. Let's go and look for Katie Gwynn's official, Chairwoman Katie Gwynn. Let's go look for her official page. Look at this. You get the boondoggle memories from March 2023. You get a Chronicle and Independent from their little town hall. There's Katie Gwynn right there. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't get, there's my Blippi video where she went to the Blippi thing instead of coming to the county council. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't get to it. As you can see, we got a couple right here that they got to it, no problem.
You try to look up Katie Gwynn's official page. So you can get to it, no problem.
Yep.
And it's illegal for Katie Gwynn to block somebody on her official page, but you can get to it. Mm-hmm. Let me try another phone. All right, we're on Facebook.
Now.
Search Katie Gwynn.
Hit it.
And you can get on it. But Jeff Maddox can't get on there.
No problem. Now what's interesting is it's illegal. Illegal for a politician to block somebody from their social media accounts. What's interesting here is Katie Gwynn doesn't seem to care. Because, remember, there was a time recently that Sheriff Lee Bone blocked Matt Hutchison and was told by his attorney that you can't do that. And he had to restore it. Katie didn't learn that lesson. There's a lot of politicians that have learned that lesson. Maybe you want to try it. Punch in on your Facebook. Look and see what you can find. And then, why not share this video on her official page and ask her why? Why are you blocking him? Why? Katie Gwynn is breaking the law yet again. And another thing, sources are telling us that she has a restraining order for the catering shop, the building that's in the catering shop is in, that owned by her husband Tripp, and that has been violated. Contempt of court, maybe. What are you doing, Katie Gwynn? And still, your county councilman remain mum and remain silent. So what is Katie gonna do? Right now, odds are she's gonna pull on the heartstrings, talk about her mama, talk about her kids, and talk about her personal life. And you know, for the greater good, for the good of the people of Kershaw County, I think in the best interest of everybody, I'm going to resign. And away she'll go. To Ohio. Place your bets down below. Well, is Katie gonna go? That's it for the Liberty Report, ladies and gentlemen. Till next time. Peace.
Who are the people that serve part-time in the Ohio Army National Guard? We are your neighbors and friends. We are your sons and daughters. Our service is providing us valuable job skills, and it pays up to 100% of our tuition. We're proud to serve our state. We are your Ohio Army National Guard.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?